Proclamation number 7308 of 14th of March, 1959. To the humble, God gives His grace. The will to serve is entering into humility. It is the beginning of victory in the battle against arrogance, which still characterizes man as a child of Satan and which he should therefore fight with all his strength. Arrogance wants to rule. It places itself high above everything standing next to it. The arrogant person wants to subjugate everything and force it under his service. The arrogant person is brutal and unloving. He is all the characteristics of God's adversary, which are obviously evident, and therefore he is on the path to ruin if he does not change and seriously takes action against the arrogant spirit. And he will do so as soon as the will arises in him to serve. Serving his fellow human being is truly liberating, for then he escapes from the adversary and enters another sphere, for humility leads him to God. Through humility he comes close to God and receives blessings in abundance, according to his promise, "Only to the humble do I bestow my grace." Humility will always prove itself in a serving will to help. The human being enters a completely different stage of development when he lives in humility, when he fights all arrogance, when he begins to recognize himself and becomes aware of his weakness of will and faults which take away all arrogance and place him in the consciousness of deepest lowliness. And accordingly he will also imagine himself to be far away from God. He will raise his eyes to him in true humility and appeal to him for his mercy. But this will not be a game. Not an external form but profound inner humility, which therefore also makes him worthy of God's grace, so that he will be strengthened in his intention to work on himself in order to remedy the shortcoming and to become more worthy of God's love and grace, which a humble person longs for and requests from the bottom of his heart. The humble person has already accomplished the turning away from the adversary. For humility is a divine quality, a degree of perfection which always presupposes the turning away from the adversary, even though the person then still has to work very hard on himself in order to become worthy of God's constant presence. But the serving love which now fills a humble person soon transforms his whole being into love. And a truly humble person soon comes so close to the Father's heart that he unites with the eternal love and thus also attains perfection. As long as the human being still lacks true humility, his process of maturing is not yet finished either, for only true humility draws the Father to his child with certainty, which proves God's childship through true humility. And as long as there is still a spark of arrogance in the human being, the path to this unification is still long, for God's adversary is still involved, and the battle against him has to be waged with all will and firm resolution, and it can also be waged as soon as the human being achieves helpful neighborly love, which will then also earn him victory over himself. Only once should the human being go into himself and reflect on his faults and weaknesses, on his vices and bad habits. And he will get away from his arrogance quite considerably if he is only honest with himself. But this critical self-examination can be the turning point for him, because as soon as he recognizes himself and is of good will, he will turn to God in humility and ask Him for grace and mercy, which he can then also be quite sure of, because God gives His grace to the humble. Amen.